Inflated fears? Investors received another head fake from the major indexes last week as they opened slightly higher, but eventually slid lower again by week's end. The villain continued to be inflation, with CPI consumer price index numbers on Friday coming in hotter than expected, reaching 8.6%, just above March's 8.5%, marking a new 40-year high. Less surprising was the main driver for the ongoing rate climb, as presumably everyone has seen prices rise at gas pumps and grocery stores. Core CPI, however, which measures inflation without food and energy, came in at 6%, lower than the last several months. Despite this mixed bag of results, the headline number spooked traders and led to a sell-off Friday. This led to concern about a shift in peak inflation debate and whether it leads to more aggressive policy from the Federal Reserve. Wall Street has a tendency to believe the current environment will never change. When things are good, excessive risk-taking often occurs with an attitude of unending good times. When things become rocky, analysts can swing to the opposite way and sell based on fear rather than news or numbers. This can provide opportunity to buy value, especially companies that are priced far below normal. A recent example is Novavax, a company that worked to develop the first traditional non-mRNA COVID-19 vaccine. When their FDA approval looked uncertain and encountered many obstacles, we exited the position. Since then, the FDA advisory board has voted 21-0, recommending granting an emergency use authorization for the vaccine, and pending a review of their manufacturing process, looks poised to receive it. However, while their story improved, their stock moved significantly lower, providing an opportunity for investors to capitalize on a company in much better standing at a much lower price. Keeping our eyes on the fundamentals of the marketplace, what current numbers are really saying, as well as what history tells us, is the path that should lead to the best long-term returns. Of course, doing so is no easy task when others, including several that drive the market values, struggle with overinflated fears. As 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us, "For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control." As sellers flee quality companies based on fear, our team searches for value at discounted prices to add to our portfolios. Securities offered through American Portfolios Financial Services, Inc. Holbrook, New York, 631-439-4600, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Ambassador Advisors, LLC. Ambassador Advisors is not owned or operated by American Portfolios Financial Services. Dream More, Plan More, Do More is a registered trademark of Ambassador Advisors, LLC, Reg U.S. Pat and Tim Offer. This material is for informational purposes only. Neither APFS nor its representatives provide tax, legal, or accounting advice. Please consult your own tax, legal, or accounting professional before making any decisions. Information has been obtained from sources believed to be reliable and are subject to change without notification. The information presented is provided for informational purposes only and not to be construed as a recommendation or solicitation. Investors must make their own determination as to the appropriateness of an investment or strategy based on their specific investment objectives, financial status, and risk tolerance. Past performance is not an indication of future results. Investment involves risk and possible loss of principal.